Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't help but respect Mike Vrabel. On Buffalo, should the Bills be favored on the road? I was inclined to say yes because of Josh Allen. I remembered something. 12 targets, 10 receptions, 146 yards receiving. Stephon Diggs, former Buffalo Bill. Yeah. Nah, I can't put the Buffalo Bills as the favorites in this one.
I kill sometimes. Who is this?
Oh, you really? I didn't have my headphones on, but I knew I was.
We were talking, so I didn't have to recognize who that was because you and I were in a conversation.
Right.
I know that much. I was at a car dealership for a service appointment the other day, and The View was on.
The View. Okay. Sure.
With the sound up.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry for your.
And you know.
Time.
I'm one of a half dozen people or so sitting there, and people are watching it. I mean,
Sure.
I was facing the screen, and so every once in a while I would look up at the screen like you do. And there is Stephen A. Smith. I think he's maybe like a regular on the View.
I feel as though I've seen clips of this, yes.
Getting questions about whether he's going to run for president.
I've also seen that alluded to on the social medias, yes.
Okay, I mean, that's it's topical.
Mm-hmm.
There was a show on, I got there, sort of, there was the crossover. It flipped from the Kelly Clarkson show to The View.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there long enough to see the end of both shows. And man, that crowd is fired up.
Oh, sure.
Those daytime TV talk show crowds are fired up.
Yeah.
Standing, screaming, applause, shrieking, even perhaps.
It's all the cocaine they give the audience.
I just don't they give them prizes too? Somebody at random gets a car or something. I don't know. It's just like that was a super fired up
crowd. Used to do that. That's the whole bit with like you get a car, you get a car. I don't know. Yeah, back when I watched daytime TV, you won some Rice-A-Roni.
You mean on a game show?
Yeah, sure.
At worst, but
right. Yeah.
Get these people into the Sabres arena.
Right.
There is some big-time energy in the View crowd.
Right.
Unstoppable. Undeniable. Imagine going to The View. Can you?
No.
The prerequisite has to be big energy from you.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Can you imagine doing that?
I barely can muster up big energy for things I'm excited about doing.
Yes.
No, I can't. I can't fathom. No. Real quick, before we get to calls, you mentioned the Sabres, and they need this View crowd. Cool news. It's not, earth-shattering, but Trevor Kuntar who's been in Rochester on an AHL-only contract. He was signed in the summer from here, was in the Boston organization, was drafted, I think, in the third round a couple of years ago, played out minor league career with the Bruins organization. They didn't retain him, so he came closer to home. The Sabres have signed him to an NHL contract. It's a two-way deal, so he can still go back, but from what I understand, he's on his way to Vancouver, which is awesome. I mean, I don't know Trevor real well, but I know his dad very, very well. Les Kuntar, who played in the league for a few minutes at an AHL career, including Rochester.
I think of him as the Canadiens goalie.
Sure. Les was great to me on the ride that my family went on with Owen when he was playing very early on, like from the Regals. When it got serious with Owen, Les was there. He happened to have a younger son. Trevor's got a younger brother, Cameron, who's playing Division III hockey currently. He's a goalie. And so our paths would cross a lot, although Cam and Owen only played against each other one time when they were both in the North American Hockey League for a bit. Anyways, Les was great to me. Like, helped us with Nichols, and just every step of the way, Les was gold for me, especially. And I can't have thanked him enough for that time he spent helping guide us, and I'm just super happy for him having this moment. I'm sure he's scrambling to try to find a way to get to Vancouver.
That can take some scrambling.
Not even knowing whether the kid's going to get in the lineup or not, but he's going, and he signed, and that's just awesome. What a proud papa moment for him.
Yeah, you got to be there just in case.
Right, of course. Right. Yeah.
Will they tell him? Shouldn't they be willing to tell the parents whether or not?
It's the NHL, man. I don't know. Like, if this is me, and believe me, like, I would daydream, you know, taking a flight to go visit Owen in Amarillo or wherever the hell I would be going. Like, I'd be on a plane no matter what. You don't got to tell me anything. He's there, and somebody could step on a banana peel at the morning skate or something, and I don't want to have to, oh, it's the afternoon, and oh, he's suddenly going to play, oh my God. Or somebody gets the flu at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm in Vancouver some way, somehow. Like, I'm going. I don't need a guarantee that he's playing.
That's right.
I'm going.
I mean, at least you're going to be with him. You could.
Right, exactly.
Support, calm the nerves, whatever dad does. Let's go to Patrick here. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I'm calling because I feel just totally confounded about the quarterback position in the NFL. And this thing about Philip Rivers, you know, I feel like there's two sort of phenomena happening right now that I feel curious about. The first, I think, larger one, and I would say Geno Smith is probably the poster child for this, is this, you know, is quarterbacks who've been in the league for some time having these just total 180 resurgences in their careers. You know, Geno Smith was in the league for something like, I don't know, 8 or 9 or more years. And then he became like a fringe Pro Bowl quarterback. And then we saw it with Baker, and we saw it.
Darnold.
I don't know. With Darnold, yes. And there's been a handful of these guys. And mark my words, Mac Jones and Jacoby Brissett are going to get some deals in this offseason.
I've been saying for weeks, well, I haven't said it repeatedly for weeks, but weeks ago we were talking about Mac Jones. Somebody's going to trade for Mac Jones in the offseason and give 100%. Him a contract. Yeah.
And so then the other thing, it's a smaller sample, but the other thing seems to be this sort of like, you know, Brady was sort of the unicorn, but there are these older quarterbacks who are just prolonging their careers because I don't know if, you know, offenses have gotten so sophisticated that, you know, health concerns and quarterback safety and things like that are less of an issue. But, you know, you've got Brady and then, you know, Rodgers in his 40s. And then the poster child for this one is Flacco, who, you know, has had so much success at an advanced age. And even to a lesser extent, like, you know, Mike, you'll know this because of fantasy. You know, going into this year, Matt Stafford was like, he's like in his, you know, later 30s now. He's got back problems. Mm-hmm. Like, stay away. And he's going to be the MVP of the league. And so coming back to the Colts, you know, I remember when they made that Sauce Gardner trade thinking, like, what a dreadful trade.
I know, right?
What a horrible trade.
Going all in on Daniel Jones.
Exactly. But then I doubted myself because it's like, well, what the heck do I know? I mean, maybe Daniel Jones is going to be quarterback number 50 who has this miraculous turnaround in his career where he's now the franchise QB and they were just going all in on this season. But I think this Philip Rivers thing has gone up. It's jumping the shark. I feel like it's too far. He hasn't played football in 5 years. He's 44 years old. My guess is that he hasn't been taking, you know, unscrupulous Tom Brady level care of himself. So the fact that he's coming back, to Sal's point, you know, however much he cares about his legacy, resetting his Hall of Fame clock is significant. So I don't think he's doing it to be like an emergency QB for them. So the fact that this is their best option, I just feel like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's kind of a disaster, and it's going to end with either him getting, you know, hurt or just playing some of the most conservative football we've ever seen. So anyways, my question, I guess, is do you guys feel like there's any sort of overlap going on with those two observations? Do you have sort of any explanation for how such a high rate of quarterbacks are having this turnaround? I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hell, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, that this could be, you want to stay late and do a podcast? I mean, this could be an hour long, I think. It's possible to me that playing the position has never been harder than it is, which might explain not having adequate backup depth. You just, you know, all your practice time is devoted to the guy who's playing, and how much can you trust a guy who hasn't done it at all? I mean, I don't know. Maybe if Leonard doesn't suffer an injury, the Colts don't end up here and they just try to muddle through. Or maybe not. Maybe they would have objectively thought, we have a better chance with 44-year-old, 5 years retired, Phillip Rivers, than with this kid. And so I think there's so many factors. Mostly I'm expecting it to be bad. And I don't want to say I'm rooting for that because it's a cool story. And if a 44-year-old guy can walk out of retirement and play capably in the NFL, that's kind of incredible. But I feel like it should be harder than that, to the point I'm already making, to just athletically show up and be capable of functioning in that respect. I mean, I know he was never fast and elusive, and running was certainly not his game. What did we say? You said yesterday 3 rushing touchdowns
ever
in his career. I mean, he was in the league forever.
Well, he said today about like his physical stays. Like, I never ran anyway.
I never ran away from anyone anyway, so what's the big deal, right? Yeah. He admitted he's heavy. He doesn't know how much he weighs or didn't want to say, and admitted that he's not in the shape he was when he walked off the field in Buffalo, I think was the phrasing he used.
Right, but also that he didn't weigh himself when he walked off the field here, so I don't know.
But I don't know. Like, my first thought... Often I have these divergent, like these battles. Like, what do I want to say? How I feel about this is cool if it works, but it really shouldn't. You should not. It shouldn't work to me. That's how I feel mostly.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the whole, you know, go take my turn at length on this right now, but we'll definitely react to how this goes. I mean, I think I would guess he plays this week. So that'll be one game at Seattle, not easy, and maybe we'll want to make big conclusions. Maybe it will be right too. We'll see. Shane is next. Hi, Shane.
All I got to say, guys, is thank God for Josh Allen, man. Having that conversation, I went down a rabbit hole today too. Some of the Bills QBs of the past, it's scary. So, you know, thank God we got that guy, because it's nice to not have this conversation week in and week out. I'm sure you guys can appreciate that too. Quick on the comment about the Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I just think, and I live kind of in the thick of it by Eagles country, and I hear it all the time. And last year, Jalen Hurts, top five quarterback. And I was like, I just never saw it. And I was like, could you imagine Josh Allen with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert and Saquon Barkley? And that offensive line is good, you know, so is ours. But it's just, you know, crazy to think. And it's, you know, I keep thinking back to how much of a shame it is we don't have a one to compliment Josh Allen in a year like this year. But thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
One funny thing about Philly is, remember when, did you see when A.J. Brown, like a month ago, was on a video stream on Twitch and he said, if you haven't been in fantasy, you should trade me? Basically, he's like so negative about his season, and he's only had blow up weeks since. Ever since he gave us. Who's really an insider these days? Ever since A.J. Brown himself said, man, it's not happening for me here, blow up games every week. He didn't even know.
Right.
But caller makes some fair points. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.